Hi, you're listening to Eugene Laverty, and this interview is brought to you by AF1.
Okay, Speed City fans, I'm with the factory number 58 rider for the Aprilia World Superbike team, Eugene Laverty, who is currently fourth in the championship, but very much in contention. We said right at the start of the season that it was going to be one of the most open championships because there's so much talent at the front and so many good bikes, and it's turned out that way. Sykes, Quintoli, your teammate, and many others, Melandri included, have all been a factor and continue to be so. Have you been surprised how the season has panned out? I mean, you were 1-2 at Phillip Island, and it looked as though you were about to sweep the board, but of course we knew that the others would catch up and start to challenge you.
I knew that Phillip Island was going to be strong for us because the bike works well there. I did in the fastest lap with a few laps to go, which is not usually something you do at Phillip Island. So our bike was very strong there. And then going to Aragon round two again was probably our second strongest track in the calendar. So we looked on for a win there, but we had our problems. So it's looking at the season, there are some tracks where our bike has been standout strong those first two rounds, and then others where the Kawasaki has been really strong. Your Imola's and Donington's, that kind of stop-go punchy circuit. Again, I'd put Lugan a second into that category, so we know we've got another round where we have to watch out for Tom because he's going to be very strong there. And we'll see tomorrow here in Istanbul. It's a new circuit. We've done some laps, but today was mainly wet, so we didn't get to do many laps in tyres. Nobody knows what the tyres are going to be like on lap 15, will be interesting tomorrow, but I'm happy that I'm on the right bike, the Aprilia, because it looks after the rear tyre well, and that could put us in good stead at the end of the race.
Do you feel personally you've grown this year because you've been so consistent, especially in qualifying? I mean, your front row starts have been second to none, so that, to me anyway, is always an indicator. The race is a race, it can rain, all sorts of things can happen in a race, but the consistency that you've shown must be pleasing.
Well, there has been an element of consistency, but then also the inconsistency of the last few rounds since Imola with the crash, Moscow with the crash, and again in Nürburgring with the crash. So that's not something I'm accustomed to, because even my rookie year in World Superbikes only had one non-finish. And now,
but you could argue weather had a lot to do with those crashes.
Yeah, there was weather and some small electronic problems, which definitely didn't help matters in those crashes, and we've learned from that and moved on. But unfortunately, they happen at costly times, because I've only crashed on a Sunday this year. I'm a Sabbath crasher this year, and Friday and Saturday have always went smoothly, and then Sunday and Sunday, for most of the year, it was always either a technical problem or electronic problem that popped up in the race, even certain races where people didn't know about, and we had to try and salvage something. And then to go in these last few rounds and then also have crashes thrown into it, it's just been a rough season of Sundays. So hoping for these last four rounds that we can get 8 podium finishes and some wins again.
What is your, therefore, overall ambition? What would be, given what's happened so far and where you are, like I said, 40 points is a lot. The others aren't going to become massively inconsistent too quickly. Mm-hmm. So what would you be happy with?
Well, I definitely want to be top three in the championship. I'm not giving up on the title because it's still realistic, but like I say, I've made it tough for myself with these last few rounds. I could have done without that, so yeah, I won't be happy finishing fourth, that's for sure. I want to get in that top three and be in the fight for the last round.
I know you don't get a lot of time off, but have you been around Aprilia? Have you been to Nuoli? Have you been doing any road testing or anything like that for, as part of being, the top rider in the championship?
I visited Nuoli a few times at the start of the year, and as the season gets busier, we don't get to go there as often. But at the start of last season, when I joined Aprilia, it was exciting with all the Aprilia events, and even we went to Miami, and I got to ride the Aprilia Tuono around the streets of Miami, and that just blew me away, because it's a beautiful bike, and then to ride it as well and realize it is so close to our bike, it's just more naked. It really is a nice looking bike, and it's one that I would like to own for sure, but I gotta try and get my license soon.
Monza, and I saw an exhibition and suddenly thought they've named a bike after you.
That's right, yeah. I remember a friend sending that to me as well before I even joined Aprilia in the Piaggio group, sent a picture saying Moto Guzzi have named the bike after you, my nickname Norge on it. It's quite funny because my nickname also is He's Norway. Yeah, he's a Norwegian way of saying Nord. So it goes back to when I was a kid. I don't even remember. My two elder brothers picked up on it when I was no age, I guess, struggling to pronounce some words and couldn't say the name George, called some guy Norge. And that's how it stuck, because when you got older brothers like Michael and John, they don't let you away with much.
A family affair it is for the Laverty's. Your brother Michael, of course, racing in MotoGP, and your brother John, who raced in BSB, is here with you. How important a role is that to have him in what is a relatively new role in the World Championship, which is effectively a spotter, somebody advising you who goes around the track? Ron Haslam does it for his son, Leon, and I know that Simon Crafar, a Grand Prix winner, is doing it for Suzuki. So how important is it to have John with you?
It is a great addition to my team this year, having John there trackside. He stopped racing last year after a really rough crash in 2011. So we brought him on board because he's got a great eye out on track, and it's very important to have that, because often a rider can come in, complain the bike's not doing this, not doing that, but the rider can make a big difference, because we can move our weight around, we may be doing something wrong. So it's nice to have my brother who can tell me that, and he's really been a good addition to the team this year.
Finally, I want to ask you, because I know you've been to Miami and I know you're a big fan of the USA, how excited are you about going back to La Laguna? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Aprilia fans there waiting for you to cheer you on.
I was surprised last year when I went there, all the Aprilia fans really kind of welcomed us as part of the Aprilia family. They really feel a part of something, and that's nice to see. That's something that doesn't often happen in motorsport. You see it in football and such like, but in America it's great how they do that. They really make us feel welcome there. And California is going to be cool. You know, they're going to Laguna Seca. I've never raced over there. It's going to be an exciting track. I'm going to travel out there a few days early and see around the place.
And looking ahead to the last eight races, if we were looking for you to shine and do what we know you can do, get those double wins, where would it be? Where are you most comfortable, or does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I think I just have to look at all these last few rounds that I have to win. Laguna Seca is one that I'm a little bit worried about at the moment, because, like I said, it's going to suit the Kawasaki well there, I feel, just from what we know about the differences between the Aprilia and Kawasaki. I think Istanbul can suit our bike here tomorrow, like I said. So excited for the last few. Jerez has been our test track. We've done some miles there this year, so that could prove important as well.
Well, I think finally, there's more Irishmen in America than there are in Ireland anymore, so I think you'll have some good fan base when you get there, regardless of the Aprilia fans. So good luck for the rest of the year, and I hope Irish eyes are smiling for you.
Yeah, I hope so. We've got a few more to go, and I'm going to make it count.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting an official Rolex jeweler. Only they can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network.
Russell Corman, fine jewelry, diamonds, and watches. At the corner of 38th and Lamar, your official Rolex dealer and purveyor of fine jewelry and watches in Austin.